Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
You are now listening to Nana Faithful Radio, the show hosted by a faithful, for the faithful, exclusively on Radio AFS.
What's happening, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your boy, Nana Faithful. You're tuned in to Nana Faithful Radio. This is our first broadcast. Glad you're with us today. So first, just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Niner Faithful. Let's just say that. I've been a Niner fan since, man, I mean, since I was a baby. My grandpa told me that it's the 89 Super Bowl. And I got off his lap. I pointed to the TV, and I pointed to Jerry Rice, and he asked me, he said, you like him? And I go, yeah. Ever since then, it's been raining cold till I'm dead and cold. So, we want y'all to bang the number. Get in touch with us. We want to hear your opinions. We want to hear what y'all think about our offseason, you know, the direction the team's going, our players, anything that's on y'all mind when it comes to Niner football. Just bang the number. It is 646-668-8467. Okay, so let's get work backwards and then go forward. So we're going to start off with mandatory minicamp. Well, the first thing that came out of that was C.J. Beathard signed a four-year contract worth a little over $3 million. It was kind of interesting that they didn't pick up the fifth-year contract, the team option. So that was kind of interesting that that didn't happen. So then Mike Shanahan came out and Kyle Shanahan. Okay, so we got a rule. Every time that I say Mike Shanahan, we're going to put a dollar. And then when it fills up enough, we're going to go get some T-shirts or something like that and give them away, some collars or anything like that. So Kyle Shanahan came out and spoke on Tuesday and said that, as you know, the mandatory minicamp was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So he went ahead and canceled Thursday's practice, and they're just going to go ahead and go with strength and conditioning coach for 2 hours. Then they got 2 hours of meetings. And then it was really cool that he had the idea of having a little barbecue with the family so the families can get to know each other, because the wives and the kids are going to spend a lot of time together in the off season. You know, probably getting a lot together to help each other out. So they're having a little barbecue, getting some bouncy houses for the kids and everything like that. So it seems like so far, you know, they're trying to create the type of atmosphere that has players wanting to come here. I mean, you know, that was something that I was personally concerned about is, you know, not going to lie, if I would have had Niner Faithful Radio, that they would have had to bleep out a lot of words. Because when I first heard we hired John Lynch, it's a lot of cussing. Mind you, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I woke up because I was cold, so I was in the best mood. But, you know, the more that it's gone on, and, of course, we've seen the highway robbery that he committed on the first day of the draft when he got all those picks to move up, just to move down just one spot, and still got the player we wanted. Ooh-wee. And you can't say that trade didn't happen, have impact later on in the draft. So, man, it was awesome. Awesome. And then, you know, I hear Joe Staley. Y'all want to go check out 49ers.com. Joe Staley did an article, a little video interview with Niners.com and all the other local reporters on he did a interview with the local reporters, and he was ecstatic. I mean, he said that the things he's learning under Kyle Shanahan is, he's never learned under any other coach. You know, Kyle Shanahan explains why he does things. And Kyle Shanahan explains things that no other coach has ever explained to him, why we do this, why this wide receiver on the opposite play side affects the whole play, and how he breaks it down and is teaching them, you know, why they're doing things, and it helps them understand it greater. I mean, it's awesome. Now, apparently, according to all the local media reports and everything, the defense, for the most part, has dominated the offense. And it's been, you know, kind of bad. I mean, the offense has had some good plays in the mini camp. You know, they had Kettle, our tight end we drafted out of Iowa. He's making a little bit of plays. If you go to Niners.com and you listen to the 49ers.com, I guess it's apparently a regional thing. See, I've grown up and was born and raised in the Bay Area in San Jose, so you hardly ever really hear anybody out here say 49ers. We all say Niners. And so it's a little habit, but I guess I got to be very clear when I say it's not Niners.com, it's 49ers.com. It's the actual team website. They have the Mike Hoyer mic'd up shows the pass where it was up the middle, I believe up the left seam towards the middle, and he caught the ball and toe-tapped, well, had one foot in and then dragged the other foot into the end zone on a nice little play. So they've been having some good type of plays in mini camp. But, I mean, it's all relative to, you know, they don't have pads, so the offensive line can't really block the way that they do. You know, a lot of the offensive players have said, hey, look, you know, certain players and certain things are scripted for defense or certain players to succeed. So we'll see when the pads come on. You know, I generally do believe that Kyle Shanahan will improve our overall offensive play. I mean, there was positive things about Chip Kelly last year. We were a better red zone team. But I think it's not so much. I think he was kind of felling on the sword, and Jed York kind of felt, love him or hate him, he ain't going anywhere. So I think he felt that there was, you couldn't keep the coach and fire the GM. You had to just start from scratch. And I think maybe he was under some delusion that maybe there was more talent on the roster than there was. And I understand, you know, losing Navarro Bowman and losing some of the players that we did, you know, over the course of the season didn't help. But I don't know, maybe Navarro Bowman ripped his Achilles up because he was on the field a crazy amount of plays and probably shouldn't have been. So, but we're looking forward. I think overall that we will have a positive outlook going forward. It'll be there's a nice little vibe, energy. People keep on talking about energy. Joe Staley in that interview mentioned energy. Ian Rappaport went and did an article on Niners.com, interviewed him, and he said that the energy was better. And Matt Miyoko, I believe it was him. I believe I'll have to go ahead and look that up to clarify. But he went out and he said that there was Harbaugh-ish type of energy, or energy that hadn't been felt since Harbaugh was here. So that's always going good. All right, so Everybody seems to be interested in Navarro Bowman, for obvious reasons. So he went ahead and did an interview. And he said everybody's locked in and grasping all the knowledge of the defense, the new defense. He says that he believes that, you know, competing and everybody's competing and bring out the best, you know, and they're doing the best that they can without pads. That the system, it allows the players to play fast, and they're starting to play fast. They're starting to grip and understand the defense. And so that is so crucial. I think that I'm almost, I don't want to say mad, obviously, but it's always concerning when you have such a great talent. I believe Robert Saleh is going to be a very good defensive coordinator. I believe, hate to say it, I'm not even going to say it. Let's just say a certain team that he worked for and a certain, thing that happened when they had a parade and whatnot. We won't really get into that. But going around that and having that be the basis of his beginning of his NFL career had an impact. And so we have to obviously get the right players for the system, and I believe there's some in there, but they had some talent, but over the time we got to get better. But I do believe that we will be successful. I'm just worried about how fast will he go and take a head coaching job. And I understand they're obviously probably going to look somebody with a similar type of mindset and scheme. But we're going to go ahead and just say that things will be better. Things will be better and greatly improved. So, on to Wednesday. Wednesday's practice was a little bit better for the offense. You know, Trent Taylor, that's a little interesting name. He had some reps as punt returner. I'm really curious to see his speed and his ability to work in space and make guys miss, how that turns out. With DeAndre Carter and Victor Bolden, they all had reps at punt returner. So that's a little interesting little tidbit going into training camp. You know, that's a little thing to look forward to. So we're going to take a little short little break, play a little bit of some hits. We need you to bang out that number, faithful. We need you to call in. We need your opinions. So go ahead and bang that number. It is 646-668-8467. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
mind behind a narrow line. Sometimes hard to find, but not this time. They're all just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they say? They're all just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they think about? Just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they say to me? Just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they say? They're all just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they think about? Just a bunch of haters. Who cares what they say to me?
And we're back. How's everybody doing? Sorry about that. So, let's get back to 9 o'clock. I need to know y'all's opinion. What does everybody think about Brian Hoyer? How do you think he fits in to Kyle Shanahan's offense? I really think that his experience with Kyle Shanahan is going to allow him to either – this is how I feel about it. He's either going to bomb and it's going to be horrible this year, or I think he's going to surprise some people. I don't think he's the next coming of Joe Montana, but I think he's going to surprise some people. I think that we're going to go ahead and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think we're really going to compete for the division this year. I really do. I'm not going to put a record on it. You know, I do believe, let's just say worst case scenario, I believe we're 6-10, 7-9 type of record. But I think that we're really going to compete for the division. Maybe even sneaking as a wild card. I mean, you really think the Rams are going to improve? Cardinals are getting older. Lost Michael Floyd. Cardinals are getting older. The Seacocks, as I like to call them. If that word offends you, I'm sorry, but they must be called that. I hate the Seahawks. We're going to get some, we got some few surprises for the 1-2s this year. Might try to go ahead and get up to Seattle this year and maybe do a live show from there. But yeah, so I think Hoyer's going to surprise some people. You know, I think the real telltale game, I really feel for me, is going to be, can we go in Seattle and beat Seattle? Not just compete, but really beat Seattle. Can we do that? To me, that is very important. That's going to be the key to our success next year. That's going to be the deciding game. Even if we go and we have that streak of home opening wins. So, first season wins. So, I think that will continue. I think that we will beat the Panthers just because we'll have those 2 weeks to prepare. And, you know, the Panthers will have the same amount of time, but we're at home. They got to travel cross country, you know, play at a earlier time. You know, it's going to be 4 o'clock their time, you know, when it's 1 o'clock our time. So, that's an advantage us. Oh. So, time is just ticking by. Okay, Faithful, we need you to call, okay? We need you to call. So when you call in at 646-668-8467, when you call in, we have one rule. You have to tell your story. You have to tell the reason you're a Niner fan, how you became a Niner fan. I think the Niners empire, we are not a nation, never call it a nation. I believe that we'll take over. But I think we'd all be interested in knowing your story. I am, at least. I'm always interested in hearing people, the reason
why you're an Niner fan. For example, our studio manager is from Indiana, and I was just so enamored with this man who's from Indiana being a San Francisco Niners fan. You know, never been to California in his life and everything like that. And if he calls in one day, we'll go ahead and we'll shoot him through and we'll let him tell it. I don't want to steal his glory. But it's a very interesting story. So I want to hear all y'all's stories. You know, anybody that's calling, anybody that's on listening, just go ahead and call in. You can give your opinion. There's no right, there's no wrong answers. It's everybody's opinion. Everybody's entitled to it. So moving on. We got, what do we have here? Oh, we got so many notes. I mean, I got notes for days. Y'all want notes? I got notes. Okay. You want to get into Joe Staley? Let's get into Joe Staley. He says he hasn't felt like this in a long time. The excitement level, the energy is back in the building. I mean, just everything is A-okay. He was gushing over Kyle Shanahan, like a little bit of a man crush. I'm like, damn, Joe Staley had a little man crush on Kyle Shanahan? But he's enjoying football again. And that's interesting. You know, I think that, I mean, me as a fan, I take it hard. I mean, I love my team. I wear my heart on my sleeve when it's team. And as y'all get to know me more and more, you'll see that. So I'm interacting with this team. I feel it. But, I mean, they're the ones out there really sacrificing their bodies. And so sometimes, you know, they may not play their best. Sometimes they may quit, which is never acceptable. But, you know, at the end of the day, it must not be easy to go out there, play football, and lose. I mean, I've had that feeling before, and it's not fun. Oh, it's not fun at all. But so Joe Staley is having excitement back playing football. Looks forward to coming to work. That's key. I mean, they're excited to come to work. They want to be there. They want to be learning. They want to be playing football. And that is, man, it may take us some time. Who knows? You know, got to have faith. You got to prove me wrong. You got to prove my team's not going to win a championship this year. And the way you prove that is you go out and you beat my team on the field. And until that happens, I'm going to have faith. Until they tell me my Niners are eliminated, got to have faith or I can't call myself Niner faithful, right? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and blow rainbows up y'all's asses. You know, I keep it real. I'm a realist. I like to think. But, you know, things could happen. I mean, my moment, I told you a little bit about my story, but my moment with the Niners came when my faith moment was the game against the Giants in 02. I remember wearing my little that sideline hat that just had the SF, and it was a fitted hat. I remember I had that on, and I had my Steve Young jersey, my Niners sweats, my Niners socks, boxers, shoes, I mean, just everything. And I remember we were getting our asses whooped. And I remember at halftime, everybody just sitting there yelling, take it off, y'all suck, y'all going to lose. And I was like, you know what, man? I fucked that. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to cuss. I got to work on my cussing. I'm trying to get right with the Lord. But I remember just looking there and saying, you know, basically, you know what? Nah, I got faith in my team. We're coming back. And when we scored that first touchdown, I remember, I was just juiced because I felt I was vindicated. And I said, okay, it starts now. Let's go. It starts now. And slowly but surely, we were scoring touchdowns. And when Jeff Garcia hit Ty Streaks, I just lost it. And it's actually very tragic. One of the most I actually got in a fight about this later. One of the most tragic moments of my life was I remember I listened to the game. It was on KNBR or whatever station the Niners station happens to be. And so I like listening to the Niners broadcast. I mean, I like listening to the post game. I don't care about the other team. I want to know about my Niners. Only time I might watch some tape or something like that on another team is if they're the team we're playing. So I'm listening to the radio, and I remember they're like, oh, you know, let's shut it off and see what happens later. And da, da, da. And I was like, nah. And so I'm like, whatever. I had my headphones in. This dude grabs my radio, rips it out of my headphones. And so I'm flipping out. And I'm flipping out, like, what the hell is going on, right? All of a sudden, I turn on the TV. I see Julian Peterson on the ground. I see a flag. I see Giants players jumping up and down. And I see them show the replay, and they just show Julian Peterson take down that Giants player. And I thought, oh, Christ. Oh, Christ. And when they called those offsetting penalties, I remember there's so most of the San Jose State athletes stay at this place up the street called Spartan Village, and the group home staff that was with me, he was a San Jose State football player. And so I was at Spartan Village, and I remember just running out of his roommate's, one of his friend's apartment. He actually ended up having an NFL career. Look up Courtney Anderson. Anyway, I remember running out of his roommate's apartment and screaming, we're in Tampa, see you in Tampa, see you in Tampa. Anyway, we have our first caller, so let's see how this goes. Anyway, what's up, caller? Identify yourself. How you doing? You're on 9 of Faithful Radio.
Oh, my name is Greg.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man.
How you doing?
How are you doing, my faithful? I'm cool. My name is Greg.
How you doing?
Oh, man. Hey, I remember that game, man. You talking about that playoff, that 2-0 game?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking? You talking about that 2002 game? When there was a playoff team, like the Frisco and shit, when they played in Giants? Yeah, then I remember that shit.
Yeah. So tell us, what's your story? What makes you a Niner fan?
Oh, man.
When did you become a Niner
fan? Oh, man. Oh, shit, man. I remember, shit, man. I used to think I was a Falcons fan. And shit. I had, like, my adventure kit. And then I was like, oh, yeah, nigga. Hell, yeah. That shit was sick. Like, a few years ago, I started winning, and I just fucked up.
All right, man. Yeah, so what did you want to talk about?
I remember a couple of my friends, they was hating on me and shit. They was like, man, you ain't even really my real Niner fan. I was like, damn, what you talking about? He was like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Sounds like your friends.
Yeah,
I'm really diehard Niner fans.
Hey, it's cool down over there. I'm trying to, I don't care. What you think about Kaepernick, man? What you want to do? What's about to happen?
Oh, Kaepernick. Cap's interesting story. Well, I mean, I supported his.
No,
protest.
I'm saying player wise.
I'm just gonna come out and. Oh, player wise. You know.
Yeah, cause like man, you set up damn near the whole season, man. What's going on with him? What are you looking thankful for?
Yeah, so Kaepernick's an interesting story. He has. I mean, I remember that first playoff game against the Giants. And I thought to myself, damn, where this came from? I remember the first play he threw was a pick six. We're going to go ahead and let you go, Vic. Thanks for calling. So, yeah. I remember that first playoff game against the Packers. He threw the pick six. I thought, oh, man, here we go. And then all of a sudden, he slowly started to build us back, and all of a sudden we're whooping ass. And you gotta understand, before the catch too, we didn't really the top Packers whooped our ass. I'm just gonna come out and say it. I'm not a faithful man, but I remember. Look, growing up, there was two teams I hated the worst. Three. So you had the Raiders. Obviously, being from the Bay and everything like that, you know, that comes natural. A lot of my dad, my stepfamily, all that were all Raider fans. The Cowboys, I mean, I'm an 80s baby and I'm a 90s kid, so that should be self-explanatory. And the Packers. Because the Packers, I mean, man, they just beat up, whooped our ass. I mean, that was crazy. All right. So I think we're going to take a little bit, another little break. That the caller is kind of interesting, huh? You never know. I have nobody to screen the call, so I think this is going to be interesting. We're going to go ahead and we're going to see how much. Well, what do we feel like listening to right now? More Niner songs. More Niner songs. We need to get, we're working on getting a licensing to do more more Niner songs. To see, you got to get licensing now. We're going to play this one. This one's a little throwback jam. You're tuned in to Niner Faithful Radio, and we'll be right back.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Who's got it better than us?
To the field from the tailgate party. SFC, yeah, we still G's, but we crushing and hitting every damn thing. If it ain't real, it ain't right. If you can't take a hit, take a hike. The legendary Super Bowl champ said it right. A classic connection, Montana to Rice. Field motor section, mission to Diamond Heights. Bayview District, Sunday and Monday nights. That's ball. If the Niners on y'all, that's the right call.
I got one question. Tell them, Harbaugh.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Hardest team in the NFC.
Niners.
Yeah, I see all the haters. I'm Bailey, known for kicking it off like Akers. Follow while I ball like Smith. Justin, Alex, to Alden, take your pick. 49, go time. With a forever faithful, Frank Goldgrind. They gon' hit from start to finish. Ain't talking beats and lyrics, I'm talking Bowman and Willis. We ready right now to sit. When Ted starts sprinting, it really is no contention.
Yeah.
San Francisco's on, home, grown, pay reppin' so we can get it on.
Get it on.
We in need of another ring, no restin'. Harbaugh, you got a question?
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Who's got it better than us?
Just following orders. I'm not going to get into that. Allow me to reintroduce our coach. His name is Noel. We didn't measure his dick. First off, I want to say it's not a reflection of Vic. We appreciate all he's done, but now he's exiting quick. Without getting into specifics, this is less of a risk. This is a 34 dive on a 2nd and 6. This is an early morning drive when suspecting it slips. The process is elaborate. It's a complex plan of action we're enacting. It's labyrinthine. Jim handled it well. He managed himself. We're happy with Kaepernick passing the belt. Cunningham Randall is glad he could help. What an example of cramming the film. Our roster's not filled up. Our all we want built tough. We're planning to return to pounding the rock till dusk. We're going to be Godzilla, half dragon, half Tomzilla. Our fans are bandwagoners, only Ram fans are worse. But there sure are a lot of draft amateurs who don't think crap is the answer, obnoxious punk. I'm not going to get into specifics. All I know is from a coach standpoint, we needed to find our coach, and now we have our coach.
And that was our goal all offseason, to find the next coach of the San Francisco 49ers. And I'm sure Jed can enumerate on that a little bit. Jed?
Fuck yo Shanahan, fuck yo Fangio. All that matters to me is we have a classy coach. I wanted a teacher to start a tree with some branches, bro. A consummate leader. Dude, leave his mustache alone. He's accountable. Trent's accountable. I'm accountable. That's why I let Ray McDonald go. Get caught in an affair, you can blame it on Lowell Cohn. Or the massage parlor on a prank gone out of control. One DUI or two, we'll still support you. But I don't care what she did. You hit her, you're through. Allegedly, you're dead to me. Prove you're innocent. Even if you do, I'm still gonna trust what the women said. No more domestic issues, no more questions ensue. Win or lose, I don't want this to be the team the feminists boo. Never fear, hold the talk that the end is near. As the owner, I still expect to win the Super Bowl every year. No pun intended, but this move is gold. We're on cruise control. Smash Mouth is beautiful. Seahawks shed some tears. No matter how many uniforms of puke they sold, our stadium's newer, our restaurants are better. Santa Clara's the wave of the future. We've got the more ironic hipsters with iPods to sit there and be polite to opposing fans. That's right, we're showing class. Make sure you go online for your season tickets. They're like going fast. This is the most excited I've been since Mike Nolan's plan.
Shit, they're going to start asking questions. Keep talking.
Hey, look, isn't this cool? Check out the Wi-Fi. See how easy this is? Here, you guys try. What, no interest in checking your email? Now you see HDTV. Incredible detail. Hey, look, a Starbucks.
Yeah, that one was kind of interesting. So, that was an interesting little tidbit. I'd never heard that one. We're trying to get some licensing to get some Niner songs in here for y'all. Because, you know, that's one thing you got. I got, your boy got Niner songs. Okay. So, we're going to get into some more players. Let's talk Eric Reed. So, they haven't talked to contract extension with Eric Reed, so I think this is a prove-it year for him. That proves that he has to stay healthy.
But he believes that he was built for this position. He feels that this is where he was built to play. I mean, more physical. He said that he had a pick six in practice. So, I mean, he's playing a little bit better. He seems to be flying around. He loves playing physical. I mean, you have to watch the state of the franchise on 49ers.com. It really gets you to Robert Sala. I want us to play with extreme violence, but I like that. You know, I want that. Big hits change games. Big hits change games. Big hits change games. I promise you that. So, he said we wanted to play with my favorite quote. One of my favorite quotes for him on that particular subject on that interview. He said that if they're thinking about our physicality on Wednesday, he thinks that they've already won. And let's be realistic, fellow faithful. Let's get realistic. You already know we can't get worse than last year. I mean, 70 years of Niner football, literally all the 70th year, and the worst defense in the history of the team. Oh, we can't get much worse than that. Oh, we. So, I want to take a couple more calls, people. I mean, come on, we need you to bang that number. Bang that number. 646-668-8467. Call in, give your opinions. I promise we'll try to get somebody over here that has we can get some call screening and see what we can do. I promise. That last caller was pretty interesting. Okay, I'm gonna be honest, it was my boy, he was playing a prank. Hey Abe, I know you're listening, bruh. I mean,
I'm gonna try my hardest not to die laughing, bro. That's why I had to go. I had to take a moment to collect myself and mention him. So if that offended you or anything, bro, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He promised he won't do it again, but that was one of my boys. I love you, bro. He really was a Falcon fan, though, and we really did give him a lot of shit for that. You're like, Brad, you ain't no real Niner fan. You're all out here Falcons. Now, I remember I was living in Sacramento when we beat the Falcons in the NFC Championship game, and I came back and I seen him, and it was the next season I came back, and he was, oh, I'm a Niner fan now, bro. And I was like, oh, all of a sudden. But, hey, 49 are faithful. That's what we made for. That's why I say they're Niner fans, and then they're faithful. Oh, so we're going to get it into more Eric Reed. I'm just trying to delay. Stall. Going through my notes. I got so many notes. Not bad for my first show, huh? Ooh-wee. I probably bombed. Half my listeners probably tuned out. Farmer's going to call me up and be like, yeah, so about your show. Nah, I will get better, I promise. It's a lot harder than you think, but still my calling, still passionate about it, still love it, still want to do it. It's, be a little bit nicer if people called, but people are at work, so we'll get there. We'll get there. To the people who are listening, I appreciate you listening. Even if you're not calling in, I appreciate it. I got mad, mad love for y'all. So we're getting down pretty close to quitting time. We got about 15 minutes in for y'all to call and bang that number, that beautiful, beautiful number that's going to get you directly into me, 646-668-8467. Somebody call. I look crazy sitting in the library talking to myself. Sorry, I'm kind of catting off. Trying to stall to find these notes about Eric Reed. Because I write down pretty much everything that they say. Ooh, also we want to know y'all's opinion about Pierre Garçon. I went ahead and found that him, so let's go ahead. He has his drop rate since 2015 is 3.7. So he only drops 3.7 out of every 10 passes. That's real consistent. Because, you know, this is one of the most things I've never understood, why they don't put in statistics. Why don't they put drops? Like, you know, why is that a quarterback's completion? They can figure out what a tackle is and all that, but they can't come up with a metric or what would qualify as a drop. I mean, I don't understand that. That I never understood that, but that 3 point. Now, see, I think Niner fans need to curve their expectations on him. He's not going to come in. He's not going to be T.O. He's not going to, you know, make the Hall of Fame. He's not going to take us back to the glory days of Jerry and remind us of that. But I think he's going to be a consistent receiver who works hard, knows Kyle Shanahan's offense, and probably good for 80 catches and 800 yards. But the key is this year we're going to spread the ball out. So spreading the ball out is going to help a lot more. So we might not even get a 1,000-yard receiver, even Pierre Garçon. Not even Marcus Goodwin, who we'll get into a little bit next week. But there's some interesting things we'll get into next week. We got some time. So an hour flew by. But we got some time. And so, we got some time until training camp. They report July 27th, and the first practice is the 28th of July. So, we got some good amount of time to go through all this off-season stuff and everything like that. So, those of you that are wondering why it says an hour and a half, if we decided to go over an hour and a half, it allows us to go podcast. So it kind of gives us a little bit of cushion. So even if we're going to try to get Derek Deese, we're going to try to get a couple people in here to see it, to have a interviewed and things like that. So if they're so kind to call in, I don't want to cheat my live listeners. I don't want to cheat my listeners. We are the show hosted by a faithful for the faithful. So I don't want to cheat my live listeners. So we extended it a half an hour, but we will be cutting it off in 12 minutes when it is reached an hour. If we have no reasons to extend it. If we have callers and or breaking news, we're, of course, on Niners.com, on the mobile app, I should say. And nothing breaking. I wonder if this would... Okay, well, it's not going to play it anyway. But I'm just going to try to get you a little bit of Carlos Hyde. But actually, I don't even know if we're allowed to legally do that. I better check into that. Farmer, if you're listening, could you possibly find that out for me and see what we can do about that? I went ahead and emailed him. And so we'll see what's up. But we got some time to get into Marcus Goodwin. But Pierre Garçon, I think he'll have a little year. He'll bring in his 80 catches maybe. He might not have 1,000 yards. But, I mean, 80 catches, 800 yards, 10 yards a catch. That's a first down a catch. I'll take that. I'll take first down a catch. That's awesome. The only thing that I ever ask is that if the season's going to be lost, if we're destined to go 6-10, 5-11, 7-9, you know, make it entertaining. Make it entertaining, because there's nothing more depressing than watching your team get their head stomped in every day. It's horrible. Let me tell you, I'm pretty sure y'all know who we. It's tough. It's very, very tough, especially being a diehard like I am myself. So, bang out that number. Please, 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 please. I'm sick and tired of talking to myself. Nah, not really. Just kidding with y'all. 646-668-8467. So, we're going to get into... we are switching to 4-3 from a 3-4. So, I believe the last time we had run a 3-4 since... I want to say Mike Nolan. I believe Dennis Erickson was our last coach to implement somewhat of a 4-3. So we're going to go over a little bit of the position names and everything right now. Hopefully take a couple more of your calls, and we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. So a 4-3 will have four defensive linemen. That's hence the term 4-3. Three linebackers is what the three is. So the positions on the defensive line are this. The six tech, the D lines up on the tight end side, which is also known as the strong side for those of you who didn't play football. I said us. I played a little football. Didn't really ever get into games, though. I sucked. I just loved it, watching it, I guess, more. The 4-tech, or 4-I, is big. I mean, that's the one that's the big run stopper, big, raw, hulking man. He's 275, 300 pounds, or up. But he lines up on the weak side, outside the tackle. So, depending on the call, he can line up inside, outside the tackle, outside the tackle. And how far his split is out. His split is how far he's away from that tackle. So then the 3-tech lines up next to the 6-tech. So he's on the strong side. That's the interior lineman. And then the one tech is next to the four tech, which would be the weak side of the formation, the non-tight end side. Now, somebody who knows football, we didn't run two tight ends in high school, so I'm already curious. What is it known if you have one tight end on each side? I know that's 12 personnel. But is that just, you know, which is the side, which side is the strong side, which side is the weak side on that occasion? I'm interested to know any of y'all that know that are listening. The strong safety, so i.e. Eric Reed, will play in the box, and the will are near the line of scrimmage. So they're the ones that will be run stoppers and everything like that. And the strong side linebacker and what we'll call the will or the weak side linebacker is on the outside. They're sideline to sideline, pass, run, blitz the quarterback. It's that type. Then the free safety is pretty much guarding against the vertical routes. You know, he'll have the last third of the field zone. So it will rely on our corners to play a lot of man-to-man out on the island this year. So Jimmy Ward will probably be our free safety. Eric Reed's our strong. Our Mike, or middle linebacker. Sorry, we didn't get into that one. Michael, middle linebacker. That's Navarro Bowman. Weak side, Malcolm Smith or Reuben Foster. Strong side, either Eli or they said Ahmad Brooks is working at defensive lineman, but I think they'll end up putting him to the strong back, the Sam, because I don't think Eli is going to be able to beat him out. So I think Eli is going to be in competition with the roster spot. Looks good getting out the bus, but that doesn't really have the production to get for that roster spot. I mean, all that size and speed doesn't mean nothing if you can't put the quarterback on your ass. So, hello, is there anybody out there? Call in if you can hear me. 646-668-8467. Yeah, I know that was totally offbeat. I need to probably think that one through better. Multitasking. One hell of a job. Hooey. So, a little minor tidbit that I learned recently. Did you know Dexter Carter is the first player in NFL history to gain a yard in 17 games after the Jets released him before their bye week and the Niners signed him after theirs? So he caught passes in both games. That's pretty interesting. That's a little tidbit I didn't know. Now, we're going to have our little contest today. So we're going to go ahead and say for the first person that calls up within the next, we're going to end this with 20 seconds left. So you've got about 3 minutes to call in. First person to ask this trivia will give away tickets to see Niners-Rams Thursday night. First person to call in the correct trivia answer to who scored the first Niners touchdown in Niners Super Bowl history. Who was the player? How far was it out? Go ahead and bang in that number at 646-668-8437. Or 67, sorry. That number again, 646-668-8467. You got about 3 minutes to call in, so I'd hurry. Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a break. See if anybody calls in, and then we'll go ahead and we'll end this. Ooh, what's this one?
Fuck you, Trent!
Oh, I love that.
Fuck you, Jed!
I love it. No, I'm not going to play that one because I'm not going to.
Hey, Jack, why don't you step away from the football and pick up a pencil and do what you do best? Because you have no business being around a football team, you little snot-nosed, silver spoon-fed prick. Hey, Trent, hey, why don't you get your strings pulled by someone better than a moron like Jed that doesn't know shit about a football team? Don't you feel a little embarrassed about your existence that you're getting your strings pulled by a moron like that little silver spoon-fed idiot?
Oh, that one was pretty interesting. Oh, man, these are, I'm not going to lie. Sorry, y'all, these are all new to me, so we don't know exactly which one's cuss or which one's don't. So, if you're offended, I apologize. So, I guess nobody's going to call in for the, contest. Nobody wants free Niner tickets. Interesting. I thought more people would call. Well, oh, we got a little less than a minute. We'll end the contest in a minute. So we got 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. So if you're interested in advertising on Niner Faithful Radio and getting in touch with possibly thousands of potential customers, go ahead and email us at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com. That again is ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com. Please tune in next week for another exciting episode of Niner Faithful Radio, brought to you on AFS Radio. Be blessed. Let's have an awesome week. Stay positive. Overall, I think we're on the right road. And I promise next week we'll have a better show. Get better and better each day, each and every day. With that being said, we got 5, 4, 3. Take it away, Alvin.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Niner Faithful Radio. Remember to like us on Facebook.com/ Radio AFS.com. Everyone have a blessed week. Peace, love, and happiness.